Thank you for calling the Bank of Cardiff. This is Dennis. How may I help you?
Yes, sir, Dennis. My name is Eric Robinson with A&R Trucking. I'm very good. I have an offer from y'all. Do you need my reservation code?
Yeah, but if you can give that to me, I can look you up in our system here.
2311-0001-0025-2337.
2337, alrighty. A&R Trucking, and you said
yes, sir.
Your name's Eric, right?
Yes, sir. I own the company.
Eric, and what was your last name?
Robinson.
Eric Robinson, alright. Is it R-O-B-I-N-S-O-N-S, or just S-O-N?
Yes, sir. R-O-B-I-N-S-O-N.
S-O-N, gotcha.
And my first name is E-R-I-K.
K, not a C. Okay. And this I assume, is your cell phone number that you're calling in from?
Yes, sir.
Alrighty. And if you have a PIN available, I can give you my direct number in case we get disconnected.
Alright. Just one moment.
And being that you're a trucking company, Eric, I assume, do you have another office number, or is this the best number for the business?
Well, that's the best number for the business. I have an office number, but I stay on the road.
Well, if you want to get that to me in case you're not available on your cell phone, I can put that in the file here, too.
Okay, I'll give you two other numbers. It is 256-284-5297. What is the... And then the office number is 256-314-2174.
2174. Alrighty.
That second number is my wife's cell phone. She runs the office.
Gotcha. Okay. I can put her down as a secretary if you want. What was your wife's name?
Robinson.
But her
first name is Renee. R-E-N-E.
R-E-N-E. Alrighty. And, yeah, it looks like your company came back with a good, solid pre-qualification with us as far as any sort of equipment or working capital programs. Was there a specific amount of funds that you guys had in mind or something that would help you guys out at this point?
Well, I'll be honest with you. This is what I wanted to run by you. I started home last week, and my truck started running hot. And make a long story short, I've got to rebuild the engine. I've had good luck out of the truck. It's got 943,000 miles on it. But it's that time to rebuild it. And I've still got a small payment left on the truck. And what I'm wanting to do is rebuild my engine, roll that together, and get me a little bit of operating capital. I'm wanting to roll everything I got into one bill. And that way I can focus on that one bill and get it paid off early.
Okay. We could definitely look into that for you. So you're the only owner-operator for your company. Are there any other drivers or anything like that?
My dad has his truck, and it is leased to me.
Leased to you, okay. Gotcha.
But as far as financial commitment on that truck, I have none.
Excellent.
And knock on wood, I guess you could say I've been blessed at 40 years old. The house is paid off. The only payment I got is 18-wheeler. That's it. The house is paid off. The cars are paid off. I have no bills besides utilities and the company bills.
You can't beat that. You're doing well then. As far as the amount that you'd be looking to borrow, is there a specific amount you had in mind?
55, 85, probably around 120.
And that was just for repairs or for the purchase of a new truck then?
That's for repair. That's to pay off my truck, pay off my trailer, the repairs, and have a little bit of operating capital while the truck's down. Because it's going to be down for a week to 10 days.
Gotcha, okay. Is that just going to be the whole motor then you're replacing then, sounds like?
Yes, sir. I'm with a brand new clutch. I should be good to go for another 1,000,000 miles.
Gotcha.
The last truck I had that I got rid of, it had a little over 2 million on it. I ran it for 1 million, rebuilt the engine, and then ran it for another 1 million.
Oh, wow. Get your miles out of them. Well, as far as the way we lend, as far as working capital goes, if there's no equipment really involved, we usually lend right around 10% of your annual sales. Do you know what your gross annual sales were last year by any chance?
It's probably going to be around, I usually average between 20, 25,000 a month.
Around 20 and 25 a month, okay. So let's just figure, I mean, you're doing about, I'll just say 22,000 a month. You're looking at around 250 to 275,000 in that ballpark annually.
Yes, sir.
So if we're able to lend 10% of that, you'd be looking at a loan amount of probably right around 25 to 30,000 in that ballpark.
Right.
Would that be enough to get the ball rolling for you at least?
That would be enough to redo the engine.
Okay.
What would the payment be on that?
Well, the payments, I mean, they're just going to depend on a lot of different factors, but as far as the way the loan works, it's fairly short term. You're probably looking at a term of anywhere from maybe 8 months to 12 to 14 months in that ballpark there. Let's say so you want me to just use 25,000 as a good round number for you?
Yes, sir.
Okay, so let's see here. I'll just go over 12 months. I mean, monthly you'd be looking at right around 2,800 in that ballpark. It's anywhere from 2,800 to around 3,200, just depending on the type of approval I came back with.
Right.
But the good thing about these loans, too, is that they're renewable, so that means once you're halfway paid in, you'll be eligible for more funds at a lower cost and a longer term. So
what's my interest rate?
They're not annualized. There's no APR on these. It's what they use for the actual cost is called a factor rate. It just means you have a fixed cost that you pay for the funds. And they range anywhere from, let's say you're going to end up looking anywhere from 17 cents on the dollar upwards to high as around 35, maybe even a little bit higher, just depending on you know what they see as far as your credit goes. And it looks like you've got really good time in business, and sounds like you're finding out a lot of debt involved on your credit. So it should be a good solid approval for you.
All right.
But that's the factors they look into. For me to actually give you some solid numbers, all we really need to look at would be, I think in your case, just 6 months of your business bank statements.
Yes, sir.
Your most recent business tax return, and I can either fax or email an application out to you if you'd like.
All right.
Did you want me to email that to you or fax it to you?
Yes, sir. Go ahead and email and fax it.
Okay, sure. What's a good email address for you?
Renee, R-E-N-E, Robinson, 1983@gmail.com.
@gmail.com, alrighty. And what was the fax number?
The fax number is 256-314-2174.
And you know what, I'm going to ask for Renee's number again, because whenever I went to save it, my computer timed out and it didn't save her number in there.
So, 256-284-5297.
5297. All right, I believe that's all I need. I'll go ahead and fax this out to you and email it to you guys. And did I ever give you my direct number? I believe I did, right?
No, sir.
Okay, let me go ahead and I give that to you then. It's it'll be on my email, too, but it's area code 858-519-5197.
All right. 519. All right.
5315.
All right.
So 858-519-5315. My name's Dennis.
I get it.
And I'll get that right out to you guys here in just a couple.
All right. Thank you.
You too. Appreciate it.
Yes, sir.